King Lear. King Lear was old and tired. He was weary of the business of his kingdom and wished only to end his days quietly near his three daughters. Two of his daughters were married to the Dukes of Albany and Cornwall, and the Duke of Burgundy and the King of France were both suitors for the hand of Cordelia, his youngest daughter. Lear called his three daughters together and told them that he proposed to divide his kingdom between them. "But first," said he, "I should like to know how much you love me." Goneril, who was really a very wicked woman, and did not love her father at all, said she loved him more than words could say. She loved him dearer than eyesight, space, or liberty, more than life, grace, health, beauty, and honour. "I love you as much as my sister and more," professed Regan, "since I care for nothing but my father's love." Lear was very much pleased with Regan's professions and turned to his youngest daughter, Cordelia. "Now, our joy, though last not least," he said, "the best part of my kingdom have I kept for you. What can you say?"
"Nothing, my lord," answered Cordelia.
"Nothing can come of nothing. Speak again," said the king.
And Cordelia answered, "I love your majesty according to my duty, no more, no less."